was the largest climate demonstration that Britain has ever seen. London's authorities said about 20,000, but organizers put the number much higher. The protesters converged on central London with a clear message for the British government: do something about climate change. They came from all over Britain. These women traveled 2.5 hours to be here.
We want our government and the governments of the world in Copenhagen to make real commitment to change of at least 50% in the carbon emissions. Otherwise, we will reach our target of 2 degrees in the next year or so, and that will mean disaster for our children, for our grandchildren, and most of all for the poor who are living now with climate change.
Even as thousands had already gathered, more kept coming, like Etienne Stott and his girlfriend. The sheer number of people, he claims, says it all.
It's not just a fad, and it's not just a passing phase, that it's really, really important, and it definitely needs action taken, and people can't just sit around and wait for something bad to happen.
Nearly everyone is dressed in blue, because the idea is to create the illusion of a human wave around the Houses of Parliament. And while it may not have looked like a wave, it certainly seemed to make waves. Organizers asked people to make as much noise as possible. Demonstrators say they flooded into the streets because they want to do something about climate change. At the climate conference in Copenhagen, they said, it's now up to the politicians. Demonstrator Jesse says it's important that U.S. President Barack Obama is going.
I think it sends a better message if all the richest leaders of countries actually do go. I think it's important that they do, and they show other countries that it's really important, and it's not just a small thing that they could send somebody else and on their behalf.
The negotiators at the climate conference in Denmark will try to reach a new accord that would replace the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown invited a group of the demonstration organizers to meet with him at his office, number 10 Downing Street. Among them, Chris Bain, who said he's feeling better about the climate conference.
I'm not pessimistic as I was a week ago. I think there'll be some good things coming, but it'll be the start rather than the end of a good deal.
They're taking their message to the highest political power here in Britain. They'll soon find out whether it makes it to Copenhagen. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.
I'm really sorry. We had some name organizations.